Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. We went over a little bit with Dr. Weberman by my choice because she is so wonderful. So we only have a few minutes left to wrap up today's show. You can listen or download today or any one of my shows on my website at bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show tab and you can listen to any and all segments separately. You can download them all commercial free. Today we spoke about unconditional or conditional love. And then further, we talked about good and evil. Are we born good or evil? Or how much does nature and nurture impact our expressions of good and evil? It's a complicated topic for sure. We will make that a topic of one or more dad chats. Tonight's dad chat is about the Olympics and sports. And a little bit about Procter & Gamble, believe it or not, because Procter & Gamble has been airing some commercials during the Olympics that are targeting how wonderful moms are in supporting their Olympian athletes. And I think they're actually wonderful commercials, except for the fact that there's no dad in sight. And I believe that dads play a certain part in raising their kids, especially when it comes to sports. And I know Procter & Gamble is targeting their target audience of women to buy their products. But in the Olympics, I think there should be at least some balance. They claim, in response to my public outcry, because I've heard directly from Procter & Gamble, that their Gillette commercial does the same thing. And I actually had not seen that commercial at all in prime time. But evidently, it's run in some of the Olympic coverage. And it's a great commercial about dads supporting their sons and daughters. But it is clearly not nearly given the presence that the moms are. Plus, both and all these commercials are sort of reinforcing a gender stereotype that I think we're past. Next week, I am going to finally talk about attending the Happy Together concert and what it was like to go to a local county fair and see America in all of its glory, and to see the foods and the wines and the drinks and the tattoos and the piercings and the funny and odd and interesting and actually fantastic couplings of men and women that I did see there. Please do check out the new A Dad's Point of View comic strip, which of course is called Because I Said So. This week is Sun Golfs, and taped at the county fair is the new I'm Not That Dad vlog, and it's called Holy Cow! My wife says that a lot, but it is when we happen to stumble upon the baby calf of a mother cow who had just given birth, and it's a beautiful minute and a half that you will enjoy. Join us for Dad Chat any and every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. I do want to thank my wonderful support team, Richard Dugan, who is my unflappable and ever so helpful producer and engineer, and my cheerleader in chief and home station manager, Les Carroll, here at KZSB AM 1290. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now, and see you next week.